Good morning, everyone. It's glad everyone can make it here this morning. Please continue to pray for our brother Jim Ward. He's been in a tremendous amount of pain. Talked to him last night, and Monday he's supposed to reschedule. They're supposed to go back in there and try to blast it, hopefully Friday. So he's possibly going to be out through next week. And like Charlie was saying, Wednesday that y'all got a treatment. Today y'all get y'all second treatment. And hopefully next Sunday y'all get a treat. We'll have Brother Ryle Ferris come in from Riverside Church of Christ. And he's wanting to do an evangelistic class for the Bible class. And then the lessons are going to be over evangelizing in the families. So it'll be honorably a treat. The title for my lesson this morning is Let's Go Fishing. I've been telling this to Charlie for months. We need to go fishing. But I know that we have many people in here among us that love to fish. Now, knowing that everybody in here knows what fishing is, but it's an attempt to catch fish. And for those of you that have been fishing, know that you don't always catch fish. Sometimes you will get skunked. That's why some people just give up on the sport. My wife is one of those. She likes to give up if she's not getting a bite. But it can be really frustrating sometimes when simply you don't catch anything. That's why some people like to say, well, that's the reason I go on a guide. But let me tell you something. Me, Jim, and Charlie, we went on a guided trip down at the coast and did not catch anything. And it can be really frustrating when you drive a long ways, pay a lot of money, and don't come home with anything to eat. Now, knowing that, we have many fishermen here among us. A lot of us like different types of fishing. For instance, Daniel and Will, they like to go bass fishing, and they could probably tell you different ways on catching bass and using different kind of artificial lures and worms. Tyler, he knows a lot about fishing at the coast and the saltwater, and probably teach you how to catch some big trout or red, especially down there at Port Mansfield. I know a lot about catching blues and yellow cats on trot line, jug line, especially at Lake Somerville. Charlie and Cody, they could teach you how to catch some white bass, especially down there at Buchanan. Going sight casting and throwing different kinds of lures to catch white bass. Dirk can teach you how to catch some of those bass over there at Choke at Callahan Park using goldfish. But we all have different types of ways that we go fishing, and we use different kinds of techniques. So let's say we decide that we're going to get together and we're going to have a class and teach each other different ways of catching fish. So Charlie gets up and he teaches the first class, and it's a simple one, just how to tie knots, and he teaches us how he throws them open face reels, if y'all ever seen him throw one of those. And everybody just loves the class so much that we decide we're going to do it twice a week. We're going to have two classes, we're going to rotate instructors, and we're going to learn different ways to go fishing. So next class, Tyler, he gets up and he teaches us how to tie on that croaker rig that he uses down there at Port Mansfield. And he demonstrates how he pops that live croaker. And everyone just is amazed and they want to learn more. We do this for a few months, having these wonderful classes on how to go fishing, but we never actually have time to go fishing. But we decide we want to learn even more. We want to grow in our knowledge. So we decide we want to have a third class for the week, and we're going to call it our Enhanced Fishing 101, where we go in more depth study of different techniques to go fishing. We do that for a couple of months. Everyone just loves it so much. They keep wanting to learn more, but we still never have time to go fishing. So a few of the men get together, and we decide that we're going to get with other congregations all over the great state of Texas, and we're going to have these big meetings where we come together and we learn more techniques and tricks so that we can further our knowledge to catch even more fish. So we start having these big tent meetings. We start learning on how to catch even more types of fish. For instance, we start learning how to flounder gig and learn how to bow fish and just fishing in general. Everyone just loves it so much. And we're just growing in knowledge, but nobody actually has time to go fishing. One day, Charlie Brown, he just gets fed up. He says, that's it, I'm going fishing. He gets in his truck after class. He drives down to the 99 bridge, runs down there to the boat ramp, and just launches a lure out there, and bam, immediately, 5-pound bass. You see, all that knowledge that Charlie had, he knew exactly what kind of bait to throw, what kind of technique, and how to land that fish. he rushes back here to Natalia and he shows the fish to everyone, and everyone is just so impressed that we decide to make Charlie our keynote speaker. We send him all over the state of Texas speaking at all these tent meetings on how to catch a big bass. People just loved hearing Charlie so much speech on how he caught that fish and the thrill he had on reeling it in and the kind of bait he used and the tackle he used. Everyone was so excited, but yet Charlie was the only man that went fishing. After a few months of Charlie speaking at all these meetings, he finally got burned out because he was spending all his time speaking and teaching, but yet he never had time to go fishing. So one day, Charlie gets fed up again. He comes to me and Tyler, and he said, "That's it. Let's go fishing." We load up Tyler's boat with all the tackle we needed, and most importantly, the knowledge that we needed to catch those fish. And we went out and started fishing, and we started catching fish. Open your Bibles with me this morning to the first book of Mark. Mark chapter 1. And we're going to be here for a majority of the lesson, so if y'all want to mark y'all's Bibles to Mark 1, going from verse 14 to 20. But I want you to look at verse 17. Mark 1, verse 17. "And Jesus said unto them, Come ye after me, and I will make you fishers of men." You notice, it doesn't start talking about fishermen at the end of Mark. It doesn't start talking about being fishermen in the middle of Mark. But in the very first chapter here in verse 17, it talks about being a fisher of men. Let's go to verse 14. "Now after John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, Come ye after me, and I will make you become fishers of men. And straightway they forsook their nets, and they followed him. And when they had gone a little farther thence, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, who were in the ship mending their nets. And straightway he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the ship with the hired servants, and went after him." You see, Jesus knew it was the right time, saying, "The time is fulfilled." And he went on saying, "The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." We need to repent and believe the good news. But we see in the next few verses that Jesus didn't want to be the only fisherman, but he wanted to make others fishermen so that they could help spread that good news to others. We see in verse 16, he's seen Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting nets into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus knew that these men were great fishermen. For at this time, this was their job. It was their trade. They weren't doing it for some hobby like we like to do now and go fishing. But they were doing it as a way of survival. And they knew how to fish, but most importantly, they knew how to catch fish. And Jesus knew this. And just think of these guys that were casting these nets all day, day in and day out. These had to be some real strong, big guys. I could just imagine blisters and callus all over their hands from bringing in them wet ropes all day long, day in and day out. And Jesus tells them, "Come ye after me, and I will make you fishers of men." We see in verse 18, they forsook their nets and followed him. In verse 19 and 20, we see James and John. They leave their father and immediately go after him. These fishermen, they left their job. They left their way of providing for their families. And not only that, but they were to become fishers of men. They were not going to be around for a while. I would like all the men in here to thank Buddy, Charlie, Tyler, Cody. Just think for a minute. Say, Jesus walked in those doors and said, "Follow me, and I will make you a fisherman." And we just get up and left knowing that we're going to leave our family here. We're not going to be around for a while. We're not even going to be able to provide for them for a while. You see, everyone that believes the gospel needs to become an evangelist, because that's part of being a Christian, is by spreading the good news so that others can be saved and be fishermen, fishers of men themselves. We don't have to go to Southwest School of Bible Studies. We don't have to go to Bear Valley. We don't have to go to Brown Trail or any kind of preaching school for that matter to learn how to become a fisherman. But we can simply learn from reading the scriptures like we are here in the book of Mark. As we study Mark, we can apply this to our lives as well. And I'm not saying to leave your job, to leave your family behind. But there are some things that need to be left behind. Let's go back to verse 15. Jesus says, "Repent ye." We need to repent of our sins. You see, once we believe the gospel, we need to leave our old lives behind us. To become a fisher of men, the first step is we need to walk away from our old lives or anything that is stopping us from spreading the good news. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Once we become a Christian, the only effective way that we can ever be a fishers of men is by putting our old lives in the past, putting them behind us. Sometimes we may have to put away some good things as well. If anything is getting in the way of spreading that good news to others, then it can be a bad work. Because we are called out to spread the good news. And the one way that we can get better and to be better fishers of men is by getting into the Word and getting to know Jesus more, walking with Jesus. Just think of the four disciples that we see in Mark that Jesus called out to follow Him. These guys were not only to follow Him, but these guys were going to actually live with Jesus. They were going to spend all their time with Him. And just think of the influence that Jesus had on these guys. These men probably walked, talked, and acted like Him as well. This makes me think of our children. When our children, they go stay at a friend's house or a cousin's house, and they come back acting like that person. And you're like, act yourself. Just think of them going and spend one day with Jesus and how they would return. This also makes me think of how important it is for us as brothers and sisters of Christ to hang out together, to do things together, so that we can use each other to grow. If you hang out with light, you will get light. If you hang out with darkness, the result is darkness. We need each other to grow, but we still need to seek the lost. We have several scriptures of Jesus with the lost. Mark chapter 2, verse 17. Mark chapter 2, verse 17. When Jesus heard it, He said unto them, "They that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." We also see in Luke chapter 15, verse 1 and 2. Luke chapter 15, verse 1 and 2. "Then draw near unto Him all the publicans and sinners, for to hear Him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners, and he eateth with them." Jesus was a fisher of men because He went to save the lost. He put Himself among the unrighteous. We can see that in Scripture. So if we want to be a fisher of men, we need to put ourselves among the lost and help spread the good news. But to do this, we need to be a light like Jesus was. And we must listen and obey Him. Even His mother told the servants in John chapter 2, verse 5. John chapter 2 and verse 5. His mother saith unto the servants, "Whatsoever He saith unto you, do it." We see in John chapter 14 and verse 15. John 14, 15. "If ye love me, keep my commandments." We also see in Mark chapter 16 and verse 15. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. "He said to them, Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation." One of Jesus' commands is we must go into the world and preach and teach the gospel, the good news to all creation. If I'm not out teaching and sharing the good news with others, then I'm simply not being a fisher of men. And this is one thing that I have failed at in my life and is a reason that I wanted to do a more study on this. Because I need to be a fisher of men. If maybe you have not been a fisher of men as well, You may want to look at your life and ways that you can get closer to Jesus. Jesus tells us in Mark 1:17, "And Jesus said unto them, Come ye after me, and I will make you become fishers of men." You see, when Jesus in that verse says, "I will," that's Jesus' promise to us. If we follow Him, He will make us fishers of men. But we must first follow Him. We don't need to know the entire Bible to follow Him and to spread that good news. We will learn the rest of the Scriptures as we get closer to Jesus. As we walk with Jesus, we will naturally learn the Scriptures better and know the Bible. But to spread the good news, we don't need to know the entire thing. Back to Mark 1:17, when Jesus told Peter and Andrew to follow them, just think about what was going on in these men's heads just moments before Jesus said that. Before He arrived at the Sea of Galilee, they were probably thinking and praying to God that they were going to be able to catch just enough fish so that they could provide for their family for that day, because this was their jobs. But just think how Jesus made their minds change just like that when He said, "Follow Me." Because now they had a purpose in life. They weren't put on this planet to just live for a little while and then die. But they were put here so that they could glorify God, and that they could glorify Him by spreading the good news. Just think, how can we glorify God if we're not out spreading the good news ourselves? We're here to bring glory to God, and the only way we can do that is by spreading the gospel, bringing others to the family. We have a purpose, because in the end, we're all going to die. But if we are faithful and we help spread that good news, we can get that reward of eternal life in heaven with Him forever. We are put on this earth to be just like Jesus. You see, Jesus was the great example on how we are to live our lives. Let's look at Luke chapter 19 and verse 10. Luke chapter 19 and verse 10. "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." We too must seek and save the lost. The only way this can ever happen is we must first focus ourselves and our hearts. We must first work on our own hearts. We see in Scripture of a man's heart change. Let's look at Luke chapter 9, verses 54 and 56. "And when His disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, Lord, will Thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elias did? But He turned and rebuked them and said, Ye know not what manner of spirit ye are of. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went to another village." Look at how John acted here, and then we can see his heart change. If you would, turn with me to John chapter 3. This whole book of John chapter 3 is over love and obedience. But look at verse 23 in 1 John 3:23. "And this is His commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as He gave us commandment." You can see the change in heart through the whole book of John chapter 3 and 1 John. From there, from Luke 19:10. And it shows us how our hearts will change too as we get closer to Jesus. As we grow closer on our walk with Him, our hearts are going to change as well. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 11. "Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your conscience." We need to persuade men of Jesus with the good news so that they have a purpose as well in this life and bring glory to God. The only way that we're going to be able to do this is we have to go where the fish are. We need to take a look at our lives and ask ourselves, am I making opportunity to catch more fish? Am I being a fisher of men? We must never get discouraged. When someone refuses the gospel, we just need to keep fishing for more souls. Just like a bad day of fishing out there on the lake, you don't catch anything, you get skunked. Just go and try the next day. Never give up. Just like when me, Charlie, and Jim went on that guided trip and we got skunked. That never made us stop wanting to go fishing. If we do as Jesus asks and we follow Him, He will make us a fisher of men. We may not catch every fish that we go after, but if we use the right bait, if we use the right tackle, and the right bait, by the way, is the Scripture, we will catch fish. You see, we don't need to add to the Scriptures. We don't need to take anything away. We have the perfect bait. If we use it in the right way, we will catch fish. Turn with me in your Bibles to John chapter 21, verses 5 through 12. John chapter 21, verses 5 through 12. Then Jesus said unto them, "Children, have ye any meat?" They answered him, "No." And he said unto them, "Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find." They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it in for the multitudes of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, "It is the Lord." Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as if it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon as they were come to the land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. Jesus said unto them, "Bring of the fish which ye have now caught." Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet the net was not broken. Jesus said unto them, "Come and dine." And none of the disciples durst ask him, "Who art thou?" knowing that it was the Lord. You see, like we read in John 21:6, "And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find." They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it in for the multitudes of fish. If we do as Jesus tells us to do, we will land the fish. Look at verse 11, John 21, verse 11. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet the net was not broken. They had 153 fish in the net, and it was not broken. That is God. I read this story at the beginning of my lesson this morning on how many of us love to fish. And we started having all these classes and meetings and learning and growing in our knowledge so that we could become better fishermen. But we never actually made time to go fishing. I said all that to say this. We can come to worship every Sunday. We can come every Wednesday. We can go to every enhanced Bible class. We can go to every lecture, every gospel meeting. We can grow and grow in our knowledge, but if we are not using that knowledge to be fishers of men, we are simply wasting our time. Because we have a purpose, and that is to bring glory to God. How can we say we are glorifying God if we don't want to take His news to save others, like our neighbors, our friends, our families, and our coworkers? All we have to do is be a fisher of men, is follow Him. Follow Jesus like He said. He made that promise to us already. If we follow Him, He will make us fishers of men. And like I read in my story earlier, when it came to actual fishing, we can get too busy in our lives. Because we have work. We have, the kids have school. We want to spend time with the kids when they get out of school. We have church. We have to mow the yard. We have to cook dinner. We have a birthday party coming up this weekend. We have too many things and we can get too busy. Sometimes it seems. But we must make time. And not just time to study the Word for ourselves, but to study the Word with others. To be fishers of men. That concludes my lesson for this morning. If maybe you have not been the fisherman that you'd like to be, maybe you would like prayers of the congregation. Maybe you have a sin in your life and would like the prayers. The time to come forward is now as we sing the song that has been selected.